A full moon is often blamed for a whole range of human problems, from a lack of sleep to seizures. Some even say there are more crimes on a full moon night and more accidents. But there is no scientific evidence to back these claims. Still, as NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, some sleep researchers in Switzerland have decided to take another look.
Christian Kajochen is a sleep biologist at the psychiatric hospital of the University of Basel.
We were sitting outside a pub, actually, and we were looking at the full moon, and we asked ourselves whether the full moon really has some influence on human sleep.
He says his colleagues who work in sleep clinics say patients often blame their sleep troubles on a full moon. And so Kajochen had an idea. He and his colleagues had done a previous study where they'd collected detailed information on the sleep patterns of healthy adults in their sleep lab. They knew the dates of the experiment, which took place over a long period. So Kajochen dug up that data and looked to see if there was any association between the phases of the moon and changes in people's sleep patterns. To his surprise,
people who entered the lab during full moon slept on average 20 minutes less than people who came in during the new moon phase.
They also found that deep sleep was reduced by 30% during a full moon. Kajochen says he didn't believe what he was seeing.
I was like, wow, this can't be.
After all, other scientists who looked at this have failed to find a link. Kajochen says he's still skeptical, even though he's just published his findings in the journal Current Biology. At least one sleep researcher says it's just a statistical fluke. But Frank Scheer, who studies circadian rhythms at Harvard Medical School, is less dismissive.
Well, I think it is a very interesting finding. It's a small study. It's performed in 33 subjects. So it will need to be replicated in a larger study to see if these findings hold true.
Scheer says to date, researchers haven't been able to find any evidence that the moon influences our bodies, not even the menstrual cycle.
Of course, it is the first thing one would think about because it also has a rhythm that is somewhat close to the lunar cycle.
But he says there's no evidence that it's in sync with the moon. On the other hand, Scheer says, we do know that the sun influences the human body in many ways.
So we understand quite a bit about workings of the circadian clock, the biological system that regulates our day-night rhythms and physiology and behavior.
And that could mean that if the moon does have an effect, it may be too subtle to detect given the much greater effect of daylight. Now, it's a different story for some animals. Scientists have found lunar or circa-lunar clocks, as they call them, in a range of marine animals.
It was shown in corals, in worms, in insects, in fish.
Tobias Kaiser is at the University of Vienna. He says many marine animals synchronize their feeding and reproduction with the lunar cycle. And that makes sense because their lives are dependent on tides, which are controlled by the moon. But Kaiser says even these circa-lunar clocks are poorly understood.
Yeah, the great mystery of circa-lunar clocks is that nobody knows anything about the molecular basis of the circa-lunar clock. It's not understood in any organism.
And as for the great mystery of the moon's effect on humans, that seems like something we just have to sleep on. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.